This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Bendito Daniel Guzman. Date of birth, November the 10th, 2005. Case ID number is 10799004. Date of exam, April the 29th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2024 and a pediatric associate report at the Ridge dated 2/24/2023. Identifying information. This is a 18-year-old single male with no children, and presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hyperactive attention deficit disorder / decreased concentration / learning disability and depression for 13 years. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He is presently in the 12th grade in a 504 program, which assists him in his studies. He's presently in a regular classroom setting, and he's making approximately average grades of C's in his classroom. He has been on disability for 13 years. At the present time, he lives in a house with his parents, and the husband is presently not working. He does plan to graduate and wants to study psychology. Allegations number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / decreased concentration / learning disability / depression. History of allegations, number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, comma, decreased concentration, comma, learning disability, comma, and depression. The claimant states that in 2016, he was diagnosed with hyperactive attention deficit disorder. He suffers from decreased concentration and has a learning disability. He is presently in a 504 program, which assists him in the main classes, but is in a regular classroom setting and making approximately C's in his classroom. He is in the 12th grade and is anticipated to graduate this year. He does plan to go to college and study psychology. The claimant states he suffers from anxiety, comma, sadness, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, and occasionally decreased motivation. He denies any symptoms of violent acts, comma, homicidal acts, comma, anger, comma, or poor hygiene. He does take a bath every 2 days and brushes his teeth daily. And the mother states that he does wear deodorant. The claimant was very cooperative and pleasant and future-oriented, and he showed appropriate help-seeking behavior. He is future-oriented and exhibits appropriate help-seeking behavior. His mental status was normal. He appeared to be well-kept and wearing casual attire. The claimant was cooperative and had good eye contact with me and was alert. He did respond to all my questions and was very responsive to everything. He was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. His attention, concentration were good, and his mannerisms were normal. His speech rate was slow and quiet, but within normal limits, and his speech clarity, tone, and articulation was normal. His memory appeared to be intact, but mildly decreased. His thought processes were normal, and he did not show any dissociated symptoms. His thought content also appeared to be normal at this time. He states that occasionally he has shadows and hears voices, and is being treated with medication for that. He denies any homicidal thoughts, but has been somewhat depressed and has a depressed mood. The claimant has a history of weakness, being lost, and sometimes confused. He's looking forward to going to college and does want to do something with his life. He denies any history of substance abuse and is presently on medication, but can't remember the medication that he's on. The mother couldn't remember either. And he is presently not working. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile slowly, comma, stand 1 hour, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs with the rails, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, and sweep a room. He can put on his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He has no assistive device, and his physician is Dr. Larry Guzman. He is presently on Motrin 400 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain. His physician is also Dr. Lopez. He does suffer from flat foot, but states that he can walk as long as it's not very extensively and is not very frequently. Daily activities. The claimant states he sleeps a lot, comma, watches TV, comma, occasionally helps out with light housework, comma, goes to the grocery store, comma, and does exercise, which is exercise that he does going to school. Family history. The father is 41 and in good health. The mother is 39 and also in good health. Medications. The claimant nor his mother remember the medications that he's on, but he states that it is for attention deficit hyperactive disorder, depression, and anxiety. Medical problems. Hyperactive attention deficit disorder, / decreased concentration, learning disability, depression, and bilateral flat foot / pes planus. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any history of seizure or delirium tremors. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight 127 pounds. Height 5 feet 9 1/2 inches tall. BP 107 over 64 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 19, general, this is an 18-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected, OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, the claimant does have pes planus bilaterally, but is able to ambulate fairly well. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page, x-rays of the right foot, no acute findings. X-rays of the left foot, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of mild pes planus / flat foot. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a very mild learning disability, where he is able to function in a normal class setting at this time. The claimant will be graduating from high school and plans to go to college. Probable diagnoses, number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / decreased concentration / learning disability / depression, being treated at this time and appears to be fairly stable. The claimant did not bring his medication list, but the mother states that he is being treated for these conditions. He appears to be doing fairly well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Benito Daniel Guzman.